Good day, everyone. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for our afternoon wrap-up here on this Friday. And all your market details are coming up when we come back right after this.
OKC West has been serving cattle producers for 30 years across Oklahoma and beyond, offering a premium way to sell your cattle. Mondays, 10 a.m., they sell cows, bulls, and singles. Tuesday, 9 a.m., they sell stocker cattle. And Wednesday, 9 a.m., feeder steers and feeder heifers are sold. For more information, go to their website, OKCWest.com, or call them 800-778-9378. OKC West Livestock Market.
Well, around here, John Deere starts with P&K, and we're proud to be Oklahoma's largest John Deere dealer, with 16 locations in Oklahoma and another two in Arkansas. Our tractor lineup is stacked with capacity and versatility. We've got the largest selection, the lowest industry prices, and top-notch service. It's all a part of the P&K experience. We're changing what it means to really own your John Deere tractor. At P&K, you can afford it. So stop by or visit us online at pkequipment.com. You'll find the tractor you need at the price you want. Well, wide market shifts in lean hog trade stole the spotlight Friday as buyers quickly and aggressively moved into nearby contracts, firming cash values through the week, and potential underlying fundamental support helped to spark longer-term support. Cattle trade broke away from mixed early on today with light to moderate support, which held throughout the day. Now, live cattle futures, moderate buying support again moved into deferred contracts as traders posted 60 to 70 cent gains in 2020 contract months. Traders seem to expect neutral to slightly bullish numbers coming out of the cattle on feed inventory report, although traditionally the July cattle inventory report tends to not affect markets significantly. The expectation is that the report will show a pullback in breeding herd numbers, which is creating price support in deferred futures trade. Now, wheat, moving to the grains, wheat is 9 to 10 cents higher, with trade seeing spillover support from the row crops. The Kansas City-Chicago spread is wider today. The corn hard red winter wheat spread is wider as well. The warmer weather should allow harvest to progress to move to the home stretch while Europe makes progress and the Black Sea continues to see mixed yields as harvest rolls on. Corn trade was 5 to 6 cents higher today, with trade following soybeans higher after the broad selling to start the week. Cooler temps look to build the second half of the weekend with seasonal weather in the next week. Ethanol margins will remain tight with plentiful supply and summer driving season coming to an end, as ethanol futures were just above $1.45 a gallon. Soybean trade was 20 to 21 cents higher today, and that was with it taking off late after the overnight session and seeing more buying during the day. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.